Something that you put on a horse or on his head to help him eat while he's walking around is called.
I don't know.
You might put oats in it or something for him.
Bucket? No.
It's a little thing that goes on.
I know what it is, but I don't know the word.
Okay. Would you call it a feed bag?
I think that sounds pretty reasonable.
Some people call it a nose bag. Have you heard that term?
No.
Okay. Okay, see how many of these you can get. Describe the parts of the bridle, as many as you can. Then this part in the horse's mouth is the...
The bit.
Mm-hmm. And these things coming off of the bridle are... That's the part you hold on to.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Okay. That's probably all you can get off if you're not a horsewoman.
Uh-huh.
This is a Western saddle.
Uh-huh.
And can you identify any parts of that for me?
Well, these are the stirrups.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I think, they call the horn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe
this is the part that goes underneath the horse.
I don't know the word. I know.
Some people call it a cinch.
Oh, yes. I've heard of that.
But I've heard other words for it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What do they use to rope the horses with?
To rope them?
Yeah. They twirl it around.
Oh, the lariat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And something that you would use in your backyard to carry soil around in?
Wheelbarrow.
And a bag that's made out of a coarse, fibrous material.
Gunny sack?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And a boat with oars is called?
Well, I guess it could be called a rowboat.
Okay.
Or maybe a canoe.
Okay. Good. A lion tamer uses a...
Whip?
Mm-hmm. Are there other words for whip that you know?
Can't think of any.
Okay. Oh, this one is hard for people to get, but there's a... when you saw wood for a fire or something, you saw a log in half or whatever, you lay it across a thing that has two sides like this, and then it's connected, the two sides
are connected. I think it's called a sawhorse.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Have you ever seen one that's used in carpentry that's shaped like an A? It has a little crossbar so you could lay a board flat?
No, I never have.
Okay. There's some buildings around a farmhouse. They're called what?
Well, I guess the outbuildings. Or,
Okay. Yeah. In residential areas in El Paso, the houses are physically divided by what kind of structure?
Physically divided?
Yeah, the properties are physically divided from one another by a structure.
A structure? Well, a fence, maybe?
Uh-huh. The fences are made out of...
Oh, like my rock wall?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And what do the farmers use to prepare the ground for planting?
A harrow.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And have you ever heard of a gee whiz?
No, I never have. I've heard them, of course.
Even the farmers haven't heard of that one. I have yet to figure out what that is.
Oh, I'll say.
Have you ever heard of a Fresno?
No.
It's an earth mover pulled by horses. And from what I've been told, one of our bank buildings downtown, the basement was dug out by a Fresno.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Uh-huh.
What do the ranchers use to mark their cattle?
Blends.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And a sheep rancher would want to get the wool off his sheep, so he'd use...
Shears.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And to pound a nail in, you use a...
Hammer.
Mm-hmm.